This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It'll be Buffy to the jump for the Dogs. Downs the jump for the Panthers, and we are just about set for basketball on your Tuesday night from Staunton. Here we go. Tap is controlled by North Mac. They will get it first. They're in the road blue uniforms. That's Carolina blue, trimmed out in the white and the black. North Mac and lettering across the front. Staunton in the home whites, trimmed in the red and the gray. Bulldogs in red lettering across to the home whites for Staunton as they start in their zone piece here. North Mac has it on the baseline with Alexander. Kicks it back. Three ball, yes, for Jackson Alexander. And that's a good start for North Mac. Mentioned these two teams met for the county championship the last time the county was played back in 2020 on this floor. 3-0 North Mac as they've got a 1-2-2 press set up here and a turnover as Staunton tried to find the middle of the floor but picked off by North Mac and Mick Downs. North Mac's got some size now. Alexander and Downs go 6-4. Dolman goes 6-3. Out front, Dane Vance, he's just a sophomore. Leaves it for Alexander. He's also a sophomore. Across the floor, Vance thought about the three right wing, decides against it, dumps it on the block. That's Reed Lewis, leaves it off for Dolman. They swing it. Alexander again for three off the left wing, missed it this time. And on the rebound, we got a whistle and foul. So a late change to TJ Wilson's starting lineup. Reed Lewis in, a 6-foot junior, and Rourke Lewis out of the starting lineup. The foul goes on Reed Lewis, his first. Boy, they got the PA mic here at Staunton way overdriven. 6:50 for the opening quarter of play. Like fingernails on a chalkboard. Here is Buffington across the floor into the front court with the pass to Sam Best. Best will bring it across the head of the key, reset the offense. North Mac, of course, man-to-man defense. That has been the trading or the hallmark of TJ Wilson, his entire coaching career, pressure in your face, man-to-man defense. Dogs have it on the left wing, top of the key with Sylvester now. Leaves it on the bounce for Buffington. Braden Buffington in the triple threat position, leaves it left wing for Sylvester. One dribble, pulls for three, missed it. Rebound to the floor, tapped around, picked up by North Mac and Austin Dolman. 3-0 North Mac leading, 6-10 for the opening quarter. High post feed to Dolman. Dumps it down on the baseline to Reed Lewis off the window. It's good. Nice high-low action there from Dolman to Lewis. And here comes the press with Mick Downs on the point at 6-4. Best gets it off to Buffington. Middle of the floor to Sylvester. He's across the timeline. Gets to the elbow. Attacks, blocked, and fouled. They'll get Jackson Alexander with the personal. That's his first. Team's first. Check that. Team second. With 5:52 for the opening quarter. Sylvester at the free throw line for Staunton. A 5-0 North Mac lead. Toss is off the heel too strong. Caden will get his second toss. Makes you whistle that foul on Dolman, not Alexander. Getting some perspiration mopped up there as TJ Wilson doing double duty. He's got the towel, gets the floor dry, gets his sneakers cleaned off as well, the bottom of them. Back to the floor he goes with the towel. Multi-purpose head coach right there, TJ Wilson. One of the best. Been doing it a long, long time. He's had a lot of real good ball clubs over the years. Sylvester missed both tosses off the back heel, but the rebound down to Buffington, and the Bulldogs can reset. 5:45 for the opening quarter. Skip pass, Buffington, corner pocket three, lines it up, rattled out, no good, no hometown bounce there, and the rebound down to North Mac and Jackson Alexander. Alexander brings it into the front court, leaves it off for Dane Vance. Vance now picked up his dribble right side of the key. That pass is tipped and stolen. Good timing out there by Sternickel. Timed his jump perfectly. Here's Best on the left wing. Sam, left side of the key, now on a pass, leaves it off for Sternickel. Cole, back to Buffington, wants the three. Got it this time. Braden Buffington knocks down the three. That one stayed down. It was pure after his first one rattled out. 5-3 North Mac, 5:05 for the first quarter. Coupon County Tournament coming up in a couple of weeks at Gillespie, and the teams have to have their summaries turned in for the seeds by tomorrow. So pairings will come out soon thereafter. That's a nice job by Sternickel to get in front of that high post feed, and another turnover for North Mac. Back-to-back good defensive possessions for Cole Sternickel and Staunton. 4:40 for the first quarter, left wing with Gillen. On the right wing now with Sylvester. Caden Sylvester leaves it up top for Sam Best. Best reverses field, comes back door with Sylvester off the window. It's good. Oh, that was beautiful basketball right there. Nice backdoor cut from Sylvester. A perfect bounce pass right into the pocket from Sam Best. 5-5 our score. Northback got the first five. Staunton has the last five. Here's Vance. Leaves it on the baseline for McDowell. Spins baseline, cut off. Leaves it back now for Vance, left wing. Dane Vance. Top of the key, picked up the bounce. He needs a little assistance. Staunton in that 3-2 zone. In the right corner it goes to Dolman. Middle of the lane to Downs, and Mick is fouled. First foul of the ball game on Staunton. Comes with exactly 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. And the guilty Bulldog is Caden Sylvester. At the free throw line, Mick Downs, the 6'4 junior. Toss is no good. Staunton's 0-for-2 at the line. North Mac misses their first toss. And Downs will get his second. 5-5 our score. Still 5-5. Free throw rattled out, but the offensive rebound to Dolman will get a jump ball, and Staunton will have it on the arrow. Well, here comes the full court press from North Mac, as it will be Buffington to throw in. He gets it in. Corner in front of the Staunton bench to Best. Back across the floor to Sylvester. Picked up his dribble, back across the floor to Best. Not really working the way up the floor, and Best traveled. He shuffled his feet as he surveyed the floor. Unforced mistake there. Second turnover on Staunton. Bulldogs were not moving up the floor that time, though. They were passing just sideline to sideline. But they've redone the gymnasium here at Staunton. It looks great. Black paint all across in the bleachers. Still got the white paint on the walls on the inlines, but then nice new red mats to run the length of both baselines here at the gymnasium in Staunton. Always fun to come to this gym. Great ambience. And you get to see a state championship trophy when you walk in the door as well from 1993. And away from the ball, what do we got? 3 seconds in the lane on North Mac, their fourth turnover. There's something about that 1993 state championship for Staunton. For me, it's the first state tournament I ever went to, but the last true Cinderella with the four-class system, you can't get a story like the 1993 Staunton Bulldogs anymore. Just remarkable. Here's Sylvester. Gets it off to Best. Still in the backcourt with Buffington. Back to Best. Still not across the timeline. Buffington, now he'll throw across midcourt into the hands of Sternickel. Back between the circles to Best. Leaves it off for Caden. Sylvester, dribble handoff to Best. Left side of the lane. He goes to Gillen. In the corner now with Sternickel. Back to Gillen. He'll bring it across the head of the key and hand it off to Sam Best. He raises his right fist into the air. Sternickel on the left wing. Into the hands of Best. Off to Buffington now, left side of the key. Braden Buffington leaves it for Best. Sam Best puts it on the deck. Finds Gillen left wing. Brady Gillen back to Best it goes. Sam Best. Leaves it for Sternickel in the right corner. Cole drives baseline, forced out, gets it off left corner to Sylvester. That was a good job by Sternickel to get rid of that pass before he came down out of bounds. Sylvester spinning, fading, contested, and missed it. Rebound down to North Mac. Here comes Mick Downs into the front court. On the left wing, now leaves it top of the key. Off to Jackson Alexander, into the hands of Dane Vance. At the foul line to Dolman. North Mac swings it now into the hands of Alexander. Right wing with Dane Vance. He wants to pull for a three. Back rim too strong. Rebound to Dolman. Had it poked away. Vance follows. Missed it. Too strong off the window. And the rebound is last touched by North Mac. Two great coaches here tonight. Ty Locks and TJ Wilson. Staunton still having issues with their PA system over there. 2 minutes. Someone from the crowd, turn it off, they say. Here comes Best, bounced it off his knee, lost it to the floor, picked up by North Mac. That was Dolman first to the deck. He leads for Mick Downs. He'll rise from outside the lane, missed it. Offensive rebound and put back good for Austin Dolman. That's Austin's first bucket. Makes it 7-5, North Mac. 105 seconds for the first quarter of play. Buffington breaks the press. That was Sternickel, then a late pass to DeWitt, turned over. Good defense back there by Jackson Alexander. He'll bring it into the front court now. That was a 3-on-1 fast break, and Alexander thwarted it. Gets it off to Dolman. His 10-footer too strong. Offensive rebound to Reed Lewis. Gets it off to Vance. Bounce pass in the corner to Mick Downs. Mick attacks left baseline. Countered in the foul for Mick Downs. His first bucket tonight will send him back to the free throw line, where he's 0 out of 2. 9-5 North Mac. Love watching T.J. Wilson coach. He is one intense dude. 82 seconds for the opening quarter. North Mac leading Staunton 9-5. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. More high school basketball on Friday night. Lincolnwood at Nokomis. We'll have live coverage about 7:20 on FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. And they will be honoring Carter Sobel at halftime of that game coming up on Friday night. And we'll carry that ceremony for you live on WSMI FM 106.1. JT Alexander, as Mama Jody comes over and makes sure I get that right. You talk about a great ball player from back in the day, too. Jody Ottersberg, my goodness, she was something special in her time at Gillespie. So JT Alexander has 3 points for North Mac. 10-5 as the three free throw went down for Mick Downs. He completes the old-fashioned three. Here's Buffington. Leaves it off on the wing for Sam Best. Between the circles, being checked out there by Vance. Right wing to Buffington. Fakes the handoff, attacks. Creates a little space. He'll pull for three. Got it. Braden Buffington. Nice little move right there. The step back buries the triple, and it's 10-8 North Mac. Final minute, first quarter. Dane Vance will walk it into the front court. Vance. Left block to Reed Lewis. Gets it back now to JT Alexander. That pass is tipped out of there. And it will stay with North Mac. Half a minute, first quarter. Such great sounds in this gym. This was always one of Terry Tote's favorite places to call the ball game. 25 seconds for the opening quarter. Left wing with Lewis. In the corner it goes to Alexander. Skip pass to Dane Vance on the right wing. Dane gets to the right elbow, right back to Alexander. Cues it up, left it short out of the left corner. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Dolman at the foul line. 10 seconds for the quarter. Here's Dolman. Volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Mick Downs in the left corner. Mick, bounce pass to Alexander. Across the floor to Vance. 1 second, checks the clock. Late, gets it off. Good if it goes. It will not. 1 quarter in the books here at Staunton after 8 minutes. North Mac leads Staunton 10-8. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. 10-8, North Mac leads after 1 quarter. They get the basketball to start the second quarter. Here's Mick Downs, leaves it off for Dane Vance. In the corner it goes to JT Alexander, right back to Vance. One dribble, pulls up, foul line, the lefty shot too strong. Rebound, Sylvester fighting Dolman for it. It's going to be out of bounds, last touched by North Mac. You know, as I look over at the Staunton bench, I see Tylox's boy Isaiah on the bench as he's been throughout most of the year. He's in seventh grade now, and it just makes me think about T.J. Wilson, of course, and seeing Tanner in that exact same spot over the years. And, of course, Tanner graduated last year. What a fine ball player he was. And there's something special, isn't it, about father coaching son, and then when they're younger, son sitting on the varsity bench. Just a very neat moment, no doubt about it. Goes fast, too, just ask T.J. Blink of an eye. 7:15 for the first half, a 10-8 North Mac lead. Here is Luke DeWitt, checked in at the quarter, rises and knocks it down from the foul line. Luke didn't get the start tonight. He's off the bench, quickly gets a bucket, ties this game at 10. 7 minutes for the first half. Staunton came into play 3-9 on the year, North Mac 7-8. Here's Alexander, leaves it for Vance, bounce pass. On the left baseline to Dolman, right back to Dane Vance. He's just a sophomore. He'll put it on the deck, attacks. Little touch pass. JT cues up the three, too strong off the left wing. And the rebound down to Buffington for Staunton. Bulldogs can take their first lead of the night. Tied at 10, 6.5 minutes for the first half. Left wing with Sternickel. Feeds the left block to Buffington. Kicks it out to Sylvester. Right back to Buffington now. Left side of the key, finds Sylvester. Caden gets a screen from Buffington, wants to attack right side and draws the foul. Third team foul on North Mac. They're going to get Reed Lewis with the personal. That'll be Reed's second. And that will get Jackson Pierce up off the bench, the 5'9 junior. He'll replace Lewis. A bulldog in each corner of the lane for the baseline trigger. Sternickel gets it in, right corner to Best. Sam Best, top of the key to DeWitt, has that ball go through his hands, and that's an unforced turnover right there. Fifth turnover on Staunton as Luke just took his eyes off that basketball. He was looking at the move he was going to make before he secured the catch. Gillen back on the floor, and it will be Sternickel getting a breather. Both these coaches, they demand 100% exertion. If you're not playing hard, you ain't playing for Ty Locks or TJ Wilson. Backdoor lob, downs off the window. It's good. A perfect pass that time from Jackson Pierce as Downs lays it up and in. 12-10 North Mac. And it's a travel as Sam Best drugged that pivot foot. Second time Sam has shuffled his feet against that press in the backcourt. So North Mac ball, they will trigger right in front of the Staunton bench. McDowns gets it into Dane Vance. 3-2 zone for Staunton. 3-2, 2-1-2, kind of floats between the two as far as I can tell. 5:40 for the first half. Here's Vance left wing. Knifes through, gets it off to McDowns. Here's Dolman, skip past Alexander, open for three. Yes, JT Alexander knocks down the triple. That's his second three ball of the ball game, and it's 15-10 North Mac. Been a game of kind of five-point runs so far. That pass was tipped in the backcourt, but Sylvester corrals it. Gets it off to DeWitt. Top of the key to Best now. 5:15 for the half. A five-point North Mac lead. Staunton has the basketball. Man-to-man defense for North Mac. Here's Best. TJ Wilson imploring his kids to speak on defense. Sylvester cues the three. No. And the rebound down to McDowns. Downs will bring it up the right side of the floor. He throws on the air brakes. Gets it off to Dane Vance. Vance now on the right wing. Leaves it off for Jackson Pierce. Pierce back to Vance. He attacks left hand. No. Rebound is fought for between DeWitt and Dolman. And then DeWitt came down hard, and he is hurt. He might have hit his head off the floor. He'll get to his feet. Well, that's always a scary play now. It's one of those things 10 years ago, didn't really think about that type of stuff in terms of concussions and the ramifications when you would see a head go off the floor like that. You certainly do now. So DeWitt will sit and Gillen back on the floor. In it goes to Buffington, off to Brady Gillen. Underneath his own hoop, gets it off to Buffington. On the sideline, back to Gillen. Staunton needs to get it across the timeline here, and they do so with the pass to Sternickel. Now Cole wants to attack. Bounce pass, Sylvester open for three, missed it too strong, good look there. North Mac couldn't handle it cleanly, goes right to Brady Gillen. Look what I found, easy bucket for Gillen. 15-12, North Mac, 4:20 first half. Brady Gillen was just in the right place at the right time. In the corner it goes to Alexander. Skip pass to Austin Dolman. Back on the left wing with JT Alexander. He'll bring it across the floor with a pass to Dane Vance. Vance back to Alexander. He'll trigger it again. Got it again. JT Alexander, his third triple of the half, second in the quarter, and it's 18-12 North Mac. JT Alexander, a 6'4 sophomore. Middle of the floor to Sylvester, breaks the pressure, and a little ticky-tack foul there. They're going to get Dolman. Fourth team foul. Boy, those are the types of fouls that frustrate you. He gave one away right there. That's Austin second. Here's Best. Gets it into Sylvester on the left wing. 3:40 for the half, a six-point North Mac lead. Gillen for three. Yes, Brady Gillen knocks down the three ball. He has 5 points here in the quarter. And the lead is cut in half for North Mac, 18-15. Panthers have the basketball. Vance handles out front, leaves it on the left wing for Austin Dolman. Skip pass to Alexander. How about the right wing? Tees it up, knocks it down. JT Alexander, three triples in the quarter, four for the half, 3:16 for the first half, and a timeout on the floor. North Mac leads Staunton 21-15. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Fighting Illini basketball on 105.3 The Ox at Minnesota tonight. They will host Maryland on Thursday. Pre-game coverage at 5 on The Ox, and that will be Io DeSunmu Appreciation Night at the Assembly Hall in Champaign. 21-15, North Mac with the lead. Devin Hickman has checked in, a 5'8 junior for North Mac. Here's Gillen on the left wing for the Bulldogs. 3 minutes for the first half, a 6-point North Mac lead. JT Alexander's hit four threes for the Panthers. Here's Sternickel, top of the key, leaves it for Best. He thought about the three, instead feeds the post down to Sylvester, draws a triple team. He's caught in the lane, gets it off to Gillen. Back into the hands now of Buffington. Staunton will reset, 2:35 for the first half. Nice back door, Sternickel. Wild shot, a good contest over there by Mick Downs. And the rebound down to North Mac. That was a great job by the 6'4 Mick Downs to alter that shot from Sternickel. Cole thought he had an easy layup. Mick Downs said not so fast. Here's Downs on the left wing. He's probing, attacking, kicks to Alexander. Leaves it off for Pierce, Jackson Pierce. In the left corner it goes to Dane Vance. Vance now feeds the high post to Downs. Mick turns, rises, missed it, kind of rattled off slowly, and the rebound down to Buffington. He leaves it off for Best. Long pass front court to Sylvester. He attacks and draws the foul. That'll be on the floor. Fifth team foul, and they will get Jackson Pierce with his first personal. Inside of 2 minutes for the first half, a fast-moving first half of basketball here tonight at Staunton. Baseline trigger, Sam Best looking. Safety valves it out to Buffington. Downs almost got a fingertip on that basketball. Here's Sylvester. Caden to the right elbow, cut off by Alexander. He pulls it out now towards midcourt. He wants to reset things. Man-to-man defense, of course, for North Mac. If TJ Wilson ever plays zone, something terrible has happened. 100 seconds for the first half. A 6-point North Mac lead. His teams over the years have been so much fun to watch. Just the competitive fire that they have played with over the years. Left wing with Best. On the right wing now with Gillen. He wants to cross over. A little crossover. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound down to North Mac. Here come the Panthers with Pierce. That size on the inside affecting Staunton a little bit when they get to the rim. 6'4", 6'4", 6'3". Panthers go on the inside. Alexander, can he get it again? No, this one's short. He was a step behind the line that time. Offensive rebound to Hickman. Out to Downs. He'll trigger the three. No. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by North Mac. They'll get a third crack at it. 50 seconds for the first half. Here is Hickman. Oh, nice dump off to Downs for the easy bucket off the left side. 23-15 North Mac. 40 seconds for the first half of play. Staunton brings it across the timeline with Best. Into the hands of Sylvester. Off it goes to Gillen. Back to Sam Best, into the hands of Buffington now. Best has it left side of the key. In the corner it goes with Sylvester. 20 seconds for the half. Caden Sylvester pulls it back towards midcourt with 15. Into the hands now of Sam Best. Right back to Sylvester. Skip pass, Buffington. And we're going to get a moving screen. Buffington hit the three, but a moving screen on Staunton. 9.7 seconds for the half. That'll be the seventh turnover. They'll get Gillen with the personal, his first. So time now for North Mac. 9.7 seconds for the half. Here we go. Dane Vance racing into the front court. Poked away by Sternickel and a foul with 5 seconds. Just the fourth team foul, so no foul shots here. North Mac will have it sidelined front court. That foul on Sternickel, his first. Pierce the throw in. He's looking. Gets it in the corner to Alexander. Double team. Off to Pierce. Deep three. Good if it goes. Oh, he canned it. Woo! Well behind the line. Jackson Pierce let it fly, and he buried it. Wow. Big shot for Jackson Pierce at the second quarter horn. We've reached halftime here at Staunton. North Mac leads Staunton 26-15. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. And here we go. JT Alexander, Austin Dolman on the floor, along with Reed Lewis, Dane Vance, and Mick Downs for North Mac. As Downs dumps it right down to Dolman, heart of the lane, puts it up and in. 4 points for Austin Dolman. Staunton has Sam Best, Caden Sylvester, Braden Buffington, Brady Gillen, and Cole Sternickel on the floor as the Dogs come across the timeline, breaking the pressure. A 13-point lead for North Mac, their biggest of the night, and that happened quickly at the end of the first half with a barrage of threes as Sylvester attacks and the foul. Count it. Four for Sylvester, who have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. But JT Alexander, he had three triples in that second quarter. Jackson Pierce hit one at the end of the first half, and it happened quickly if you're the Staunton Bulldogs. The foul was on Lewis, his third. The free throw from Sylvester, too strong, but the rebound comes right back to him, and Staunton can reset. Chance for a four-point trip, maybe five. Here's Buffington, left side of the key. Pivots around, leaves it on the baseline now for Sternickel. Cole Sternickel dumps it in the corner, almost threw it over the head of Gillen. Brady did a great job to stick that right hand up there and corral it. Here's Sam Best, left side of the key. Best now puts it on the deck, brings it back across the floor. Volleyball spike line to Gillen on the left wing now with Sylvester. Top of the key, Gillen for three, left it short online, but short, rebound down to McDowns. He pushes into the front court, dumps it on the block to Dolman. Good contestant there by Buffington, but Austin gets his own miss back, lays it up and in. Six for Dolman. He stayed with that and got the reward. Here's Besh trapped in the corner. Long pass, middle of the floor, midcourt to Buffington. Then Braden gets tripped up as he was attacking. First foul of the half, and I think Dane Vance will be the guilty party here. As at the table checking in, Jackson Pierce. He's going to replace Reed Lewis. He just picked up his third foul moments ago, and that foul is on Vance, his first, team second. Buffington has it top of the key, dribble handoff to Gillen. Brady Gillen, foul line, leaves it for Sylvester. He'll rise, knock it down, Caden Sylvester. He's got seven, and the lead is 10 for North Mac, 30-20. 6:15 for quarter number three. Here's Alexander, leaves it off for Vance. On the left wing now with Pierce. Jackson Pierce finds a slashing down, soft touch, counted on the foul for McDowns. Nine for Mick, and he'll be at the charity stripe. That hit off the heel and just softly fell through. And that foul, the third on Caden Sylvester. Free throw for Downs, off the heel too strong. Rebound, Dolman with one hand, and he will get tied up. He had his left arm wrapped up by a couple of Bulldogs and still got that rebound. Pure strength from Dolman, and the arrow goes to Staunton. Sometimes there's no justice. Austin Dolman couldn't have done any more than he did right there, but the arrow to Staunton. That's why I'm tired of the possession arrow. I'm telling you, let's get back to jump balls to decide it. It never favors the defense or the team that deserves it. That's a bad pass thrown away by Staunton. Here comes Vance. Leaves it off for Dolman. That pass tipped away looking for Alexander, but it goes right to Jackson Pierce. Finds a slashing Dolman off the window. It's good for Austin Dolman. Dolman doing nice work on the inside here to start the second half, and Ty Locks wants a timeout. 5:38 for the third quarter. North Mac 34, Staunton 20. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Staunton timeout, Bulldogs have the basketball trailing by two touchdowns, 34-20. North Mac's called the press off. They wait back in their half-court man-to-man as Sam Best comes across the timeline. He'll work right side into the hands of Brady Gillen. Back to Best. Sam Best tried to cross over, wasn't there, and he double dribbled. Ninth turnover on Staunton. 5:23 for the third quarter. Best was just a little bit unsure of himself right there on the crossover. Dane Vance now will take his time into the front court. Leaves it off for JT Alexander. Alexander, left wing to Jackson Pierce. Jackson into the triple threat position, top of the key to JT. Right back to Pierce. He'll pull for three, off the heel too strong. Offensive rebound, McDowns. And North Mac will reset. Bad pass by Vance, stolen by Brady Gillen for Staunton. Here comes Sylvester. He's playing with three personal fouls. Leaves it for Gillen, right wing to Best. Sam Best puts it on the deck, brings it across the head of the key with the left-hand bounce into the hands of Gillen on the left wing. Top of the key, Buffington for three, too strong. Rebound picked up by Gillen and a foul on North Mac. Think they're going to get Alexander for JT. That will be his first. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. A dog at each corner of the lane as Best will throw in right corner to Sylvester. Top of the key to Buffington, right back to Caden. He wants the three, too strong, and the rebound, a strong one for JT Alexander, and they will get Gillen coming over the back. Those are the types of fouls coaches don't mind, though. That was a good, aggressive run at the basketball for Brady Gillen there. His second personal foul. There's good fouls and there's bad fouls. That was a good foul. Here's Vance, free throw line, lost the handle. He's able to just kind of shovel it along the baseline, and we're going to get, let's see, Northmack ball is Best had it, but he was on the end line. JT Alexander was to the floor that time for Northmack, and he will be the Panther to throw it in from the deep corner on the baseline. 4:17 for quarter number three, 34-20 Northmack. Will anybody be able to knock them off their Macoupin County perch in a couple of weeks? It'll be a tall order. Here is Dolman, dumps it down, downs, and he's fouled by Gillen. That'll be the third on Brady. It's all relative, right? Like Northmack, by their standards for what they have been for the better part of a decade, maybe down a little bit. But, boy, they've still got a lot of pieces to work with here. Free throw good for McDowns. They've got size, which when you got size in Macoupin County, that is a good place to start. Second free throw is good. Gets the pair, and Mick has 11 points. 36-20, biggest lead of the night, a turnover as Sylvester just threw it away. He was looking for the pass to midcourt, but nobody was home for Staunton. Plenty of Panthers were home, and they just took it away easily. On the left wing now with Jackson Pierce. Pierce, top of the key between the circles to JT Alexander, and he shuffled his feet on the catch out front. That's one of those unforced turnovers right there. He didn't even realize he did it. 3:42 for the third, a 16-point Northmack lead. Panthers led by two after one, outscored Staunton 16-7, in the second quarter. Luke DeWitt's going to return, the 6-foot junior for Staunton, replacing Buffington. In the backcourt with Best. Leaves it off for Sylvester, middle of the floor to DeWitt. Leaves it for Sternickel, right block, finds a slashing Sylvester. Caden right into the chest and draws the foul. That is how you attack size right there. You might get blocked sometimes, but more times than not, if you're aggressive to the rim, good things will happen. The foul on Dolman is his third. Free throw for Sylvester is good. Caden has 8 points. Fourth team foul of the half on Northmack. And that third personal will have Dolman heading out and Devin Hickman checking in, the 5'8 junior. Sylvester's free throw is no good, but on the rebound, we've got a foul on Staunton on a clear out. Let's see, the guilty party there is Brady Gillen. That's his fourth. 3:29 for the third quarter. 36-21, Northmack with the lead, Buffington at the table. Did he get there in time? Yes, he will check in for Gillen. So Staunton showing full court pressure now with Sylvester on the point. JT Alexander gets it in to Mick Downs, met back there by Sternickel. Downs with the left-hand bounce, comes across the timeline. Leaves it for JT Alexander, drives baseline, cut off, and he airmails it out of bounds. Seventh Northmack turnover. He was looking for Dane Vance. Problem is, Dane's not as tall as JT. JT goes 6'4", Vance goes 5'7", and Dane would have needed to be about 6'7" to haul that one in. 36-21, Northmack leading. They've led the entire way. Here's Sylvester. He'll trigger for three, left it a little bit short. Rebound picked up off the floor by Jackson Pierce. Northmack pushing in the front court with Vance. Leaves it back for JT Alexander, left wing to Pierce. Here is Hickman attacking. Leaves it now for Mick Downs on the right wing. He'll take one dribble inside the three-point line, pulls up too strong from 17, and the rebound down to Buffington for Staunton. 2:40 for the third quarter. Sam Best into the front court, met there by Dane Vance. Gets past Vance. Attacks at Downs, missed it. Good contestant there by Mick Downs. Forced a little more arc on that shot. Now he goes behind the back, and he's going to get called for the offensive foul. Luke DeWitt stood in and took the charge. That's an easy call for the official right there. Boy, if Mick would have stopped and popped from 15, it would have been a thing of beauty there. 2:28 for quarter number three. North Mac puts the press back on. Sylvester's pass tipped and stolen by Hickman. He was first to the basketball. Here's JT Alexander, left wing. Off to Hickman. Wants to attack. He lost it. Picked up off the floor by DeWitt. And then Hickman picks his pocket from behind. Nobody yelled wolf. DeWitt never saw him coming. Hickman off to Downs. Off the window. It's good for Mick Downs. 13 for Downs. What a nice sequence for the 5'8 junior Devin Hickman right there. Pure effort and hustle. Got North Mac a bucket. 38-21. Panthers lead. Sylvester gets it off to Buffington. His pass is tipped out of play. It'll stay with the Dogs. 1:52 for the third quarter. Sam Best, sideline trigger. Gets it into Sylvester. And Caden is fouled. He was just pushed in the back there. Foul on Jackson Pierce, his second. Team's sixth. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports, 7:30. Here on WSMI FM 106.1. Here's DeWitt. Leaves it low for Sylvester. He had to dig that off the ground. And he had Pierce all over him. Staunton fortunate to have possession. Now Sylvester picks up his bounce out the volleyball spike line. Back to Sternickel. Dribble handoff to Best. Floats it up. Missed it. And the rebound down to North Mac. The size of North Mac might have forced a little quicker release on that shot. Here's Jackson Pierce, left wing. Leaves it back for Mick Downs. In the corner it goes to Hickman. Hickman on the left wing, off to Jackson Pierce, right side of the key. Into the hands of Dane Vance. Dane Vance off to JT Alexander. JT gets in the middle of the lane, missed it too strong, gets his rebound back and draws the foul. Good second effort that time from JT Alexander. The foul is the fifth team foul on Staunton. Fourth personal foul on Sylvester. So Sylvester and Gillen both with four personals. Free throw for JT. Good. 13 for Alexander. His first point here in the second half. Second toss is short. And the rebound is eventually tipped around to the floor. Picked up by Buffington. Can he corral it? Yes. Boy, three or four different hands touched that basketball off the missed free throw before Buffington got it. Sternickel attacks all the way to the rim, lays it up and in off the right side. Cole Sternickel's first bucket, 43 seconds for the third quarter, a 16-point North Mac lead. They led by 11 at the half. Here's Vance, left wing for Mick Downs. Downs has DeWitt all over him. Goes backdoor with Pierce and a reach-in foul on Sam Best. Sixth team foul on Staunton. And let's see, it'll be baseline out of bounds for North Mac. 28 and a half seconds for the third quarter. Rourke Lewis, 5'10 freshman, going to check in. Caden Sylvester will check out. He's got those four personal fouls. Adam Overby is onto the floor, 5'11 junior for Staunton. Baseline trigger for the Panthers. Vance looking. Lobs it up to Downs. Nice catch and finish for Mick Downs. He has 15. 20 seconds for the quarter. And it goes to Overby. He gets it off to Buffington. Braden Buffington. That pass is tipped. Picked up by Best. Still in the backcourt. Needs to get across the timeline. And will do so with a pass to Overby. 8 seconds for the quarter. On the block, Buffington. Braden, wild shot over Downs. Missed it. Rebound to Pierce with two. Three-quarters court shot off the backboard. It would have counted. Three-quarters in the books. It is North Mac 41, Staunton 23. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Staunton High School. Jennifer Graham back at our WSMI studios producing this boys' high school basketball action on your Tuesday night. Friday night, it'll be Lincolnwood at Nokomis live at 7:20 here on WSMI FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports. Middle of the paint, it goes to Mick Downs. He rises and knocks it. He has 17 points. The lead is 20 for North Mac. Panthers looking to get back to 500 on the year. Here's Gillen, left alone for three. Yes, for Brady Gillen. Staunton needed that in a big way. 7:25 for the ball game. North Mac has never trailed. Here's JT Alexander. It was his shooting in the first half that helped North Mac to that halftime lead. Here's Mick Downs on the baseline. Leaves it left elbow. Dolman rattles it around. No. Offensive rebound, Reed Lewis, and he's called for traveling. 10th North Mac turnover. 7:08 for the ball game. Bulldogs get it in. North Mac has pulled off the press here. Up 43-26, 7 minutes to play. Here's Caden Sylvester. Brings it to the top of the key. Leaves it in the corner now for Buffington. Sylvester wants the triple. Got it. Caden Sylvester has 11. Seems a step behind the line there. Back-to-back threes for Staunton. And the lead was 20 a moment ago. Now it's 14. With a three-point shot, it is an equalizer now. Here's Dolman. Top of the key with Pierce. In the corner goes to Mick Downs. Back to Pierce. He finds JT Alexander between the circles to Dolman. Austin Dolman thought about the three. Instead, leaves it back to Alexander. On the right wing with Mick Downs. Here's JT Alexander, left wing. Left elbow to Dolman, clears some space and rattles it down. Austin Dolman with 10. Kind of used that left shoulder and just created a little bit of space with Sam Best there. Knocks down the 15-footer. 6 minutes for the ball game. 45-29, North Mac with the lead. Left wing, Dogs have it with Gillen. Here's Sylvester to the right elbow. Hesitation, gets to the rim. Way too strong in the layup. He thought there was contact, no whistle. Here comes Mick Downs. Mick to the free throw line. All sorts of contact there. We do get a whistle. Offensive foul on Mick Downs. Well, he just lowered his shoulder and laid the boom. I think it was Best who stood in and took the charge. Jackson Pierce will check out. Dane Vance back on the floor for North Mac. 5:40 for the ball game. A 16-point North Mac lead. Here's Sylvester, dribble handoff, and there's a travel by Sam Best as he was passing that as soon as he caught it, but he still managed to travel before he got the ball away. Of course, next year this will be a conference game. As next school year, North Mac comes into the South Central Conference, and that will be a great addition to the league with North Mac in. For all sports, here's Reed Lewis, leaves it off to Dane Vance. JT Alexander open for three. Got it again. JT Alexander with 16 points. That's his fifth three of the night. 48-29 North Mac. 5 minutes to play ball game. Here's Gillen. Leaves it off for Buffington. For the answer, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Alexander. JT into the front court for North Mac. Between his legs, top of the key, picks up the bounce, high post feed to Dolman. In the corner, Vance, he wants the three. Dane knocks down the three ball, his first bucket tonight. And it's raining threes here in Staunton for North Mac. They hit five in the first half. They got two here in the money quarter, so seven for the ball game. Here's Overby, that pass tipped, stolen, picked off by Vance. Dane Vance attacks, layup, missed it with the scoop, rebound to Lewis, missed it. And Sylvester clears it. Now a run out for Gillen. Downs has him timed up and forced the miss. Offensive rebound, Buffington. Back to Best. Heel rise, no from 10. And the rebound down to North Mac. That was great hustle by Mick Downs to get back on the play. He didn't block the shot, but he altered it. And North Mac has had a number of those tonight where their length on the inside has just either altered a shot or forced Staunton to shoot it a little bit quicker. Unforced turnover there as JT Alexander has it goes right through his hands out of bounds. Luke DeWitt will check in for Staunton. He'll replace Gillen. Sternick will return for the Dogs, replacing Overby. 3:56 for the ball game. We've been a fast-moving ball game here tonight at Staunton. 51-29, North Mac with the lead. Bulldogs have the basketball. Here's Sternickel. Leaves it for Sylvester. Wants the three ball. Banked it in off the left wing. Why not if you're Caden Sylvester? That's his third triple. He has 14. I don't think he called glass, though. Counts just the same. 51-32. North Mac leading. 3:25 for the ball game. Here's Reed Lewis, left side of the key. Leaves it for Dolman. He wants the three ball. He almost banked it in from straight on. And the rebound down to Sternickel. Off to Sylvester. He's going to pull again. Got it again. Caden Sylvester, 17. His third triple of the quarter. It's 51-35 North Mac. Well, I tell you what, the three-point shooting on both sides has been very good here tonight. Dane Vance now taking his time into the front court. Leaves it off for JT Alexander. In the corner it goes to McDown. Tried to feed the post to Dolman. Hounded in there. Somehow corrals it. Soft touch rolled off. Offensive rebound, Reed Lewis rolled off. And it's going to be to the floor. And I think McDowns was out of bounds. He was. It'll be Staunton ball. Boy, you can't get two better looks than that if you're North Mac. They just didn't go. 2:40 to play in the ball game. North Mac has never trailed. They got out to a 5-0 lead. Staunton tied it at 5 and had it tied at 10. That's it. Here is Sylvester on the right wing attacking, spinning, and blocked in there by Dolman, but it's picked up by Sylvester, and he'll get free throws. Man, he's working hard tonight. That will send Caden Sylvester to the free throw line. The foul on Dolman, his fourth. So Caden Sylvester, 17 points. Free throw's good. That's his first make at the free throw line. He's now 1 out of 5. Second toss is good. Caden gets the pair. He has 19 points now, 17 of them in the second half. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106.1. Unfortunately, the story here of the week so far is just COVID shutdowns. Staunton girls, Painted girls, Southwestern girls, Litchfield boys, just among the teams that are in COVID protocols right now. Timeout on the floor. North Mac leading Staunton 51-37. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, North Mac basketball as we approach the 2-minute mark of the ball game. Here's Dolman at the right elbows. The Panthers have it spread out a little bit here, trying to work some clock. On the left wing with Downs. Back between the circles to Alexander. In the corner it goes to Reed Lewis. Feeds Dolman on the post. Off to Alexander. Back to Downs. North Mac showing the patience here. Down to the right block to Dolman. Had trouble with the catch. Makes the catch. Pass across the lane. Stolen. Luke DeWitt was right there for the pilfer. Here comes Caden Sylvester. Gets into the heart of the lane, and he's going to be called for traveling. Just couldn't get the brakes activated quick enough there. 92 seconds to play. Gillen and Overby will return for Staunton, and looks like Victor Bueller going to check in, a 6'1 sophomore. He'll replace Sternickel. With the win, North Mac will improve to 8-8 on the year. The ball's been inbounded. The horn came late. Dane Vance stopped, but the ball was already in play, so the substitution was too late at the table. That was Ethan Sharp. He started to walk onto the floor. He quickly came back, and then T.J. Wilson hollered at Dane Vance, keep going, as the count was on in the backcourt. Here's Reed Lewis off the window. It's good. Off the back door cut. He has 4. 70 seconds to play. Here's DeWitt off to Sam Best. All right, back to DeWitt it goes. T.J. Wilson has his second 5 at the table. They're going to check in here at the next whistle. 50 seconds to play. Here's Gillen to the foul line, cut off there. Picks up the bounce, needs some help. finds Overby on the left wing. He brings it between the circles, leaves it back now for Gillen. Brady Gillen, dribble handoff to Bueller. Back to Best and the foul given by Dane Vance just to stop the clock so the subs can get in the ballgame. I tell you what, that's a nice job by Dane Vance right there. I know all about waiting at the table as the clock is dwindling, and Dane Vance gave the foul to get his boys some time. Well done, Dane Vance. So Jace Rogers onto the floor. Cooper Wilson onto the floor. Zach Smith, no, Rourke Lewis is on the floor as that free throw is short for Sam Best. Who else we got on the floor? Zach Smith is on the floor. That pass is tipped around. Cooper Wilson is also on the floor for North Mac along with Keegan Graff. 20.2 seconds for the ball game. Turned over by North Mac as that ball got into the backcourt for over and back. So Dogs have it. 15 seconds to play. Here's Gillen. He will leave it on the wing for DeWitt. Back up top to Bueller. Here's Best on the left wing. Sam Best with seven. Leaves it back to DeWitt. Luke will rise. Air ball and the rebound down to Jace Rogers. Saved. Picked up by Lewis. And that's the ball game. North Mac wire to wire here tonight at Staunton. The Panthers beat the host Bulldogs 53-37. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.